Greetings in the name of Christ to you all. I'm Reverend Joan Pell, and I bring you a warm welcome this morning from the Ipswich Methodist Circuit. It will be lovely to know who's worshipping with us today. There's a form just above this video where you can type in your name and location and click on the red button. In our service today, Reverend Derek Grimshaw will be preaching as he reflects upon the Pharisees' question to Jesus, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not? And the tension of living as a human being in the world versus a more aesthetic life withdrawn from the world. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Will you please join me in our call to worship, which was written by Nancy Townley. Your parts are in white on the screen. Though there are rulers, presidents, kings and queens, God is the Lord of all life. In God, we live and move and have our being. God requires our faithfulness and our service. We reach out to others with the same kind of love with which God has touched our lives. Come, let us worship the Lord who's always with us. Let us praise God who walks daily by our side. So let us praise God. Come, now is the time to worship. Come just as you are. Let's begin by singing our opening hymn. It's number 24 in Singing the Faith, and the words will be on the screen. Let us come before God in prayer. Loving, living God, be among us now. Show us your ways, guide our steps, live in us, that we may be people of steadfast hope and powerful giving. Help us hear your words, challenging us to give you all the things that are yours. Help us remember that all we are and all we have are gifts from you, gifts to be shared in service and love. What a debt we owe to you. You've given us all things in Christ, and yet we confess that we withhold them from you. The honour and glory that are yours. Instead, we pay tribute to empire, plot to entrap the innocent, mock your truth with empty praise, and put your patience to the test. Forgive us, O God, and by your grace restore in us the image of your face. Help us to be a holy people who receive your word with joy and live your message with love. Amen. Our scripture reader today is Nikki Seabrook. Nikki is one of our lay workers. She's a pastoral worker working with Bramford, Bramford Road and Museum Street Methodist churches.
Today's reading is Matthew 22, starting at verse 15 and going on to verse 22. Then the Pharisees went out and laid plans to trap him in his words. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians. Teacher, they said, we know you are a man of integrity, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus, knowing their evil intent, said, you hypocrites, why are you trying to trap me? Show me the coin used for paying the tax. They brought him a denarius, and he asked them, whose portrait is this? And whose inscription? Caesar's, they replied. Then he said to them, give to Caesar's what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. When they heard this, they were amazed. So they left him and went away.
Hello everybody. It's good to have this opportunity to just share a few thoughts with you today, whether you're worshipping at home or in church with other people. I'd like to just think for a little bit today about our relationship with God and our relationship with the world. In 2006, Richard Dawkins published his book, The God Delusion. And I can remember at the time I was still at college studying for my degree. And I can remember having some quite heated conversations at college about the book. And I remember a couple of years after the book had been written, I had bought it and felt that it was important that I read it, and I was speaking at a men's meeting, and recognising that some of the men there were practising Christians while others were not, it seemed like a good book to quote. And I can't remember why I quoted it, but I did so. And during the question and answer bit at the end of my talk, one particular man absolutely tore me to bits, saying, why was I, a religious man, reading such a load of rubbish? And he claimed that even in buying the book, I was supporting Professor Dawkins and I shouldn't have even done that. And as I thought about that experience, I recognised the importance of reading books of that nature. I didn't agree with what a lot of Professor Dawkins said, and as quite often happens in books of that nature, there are sweeping assumptions about people, and certainly the understanding of God that he depicted in that book was not particularly something that I would personally subscribe to. But it was important to know that and to understand where his theory sat alongside my own faith, and never at any point did it diminish in any way anything that I believed. As part of my degree, I did a study on the life and the teaching of Mother Julian of Norwich. And at the time that I was studying, I didn't know that within a year I would end up living in Norwich, not far away from the cell of Mother Julian. She was an anchoress in the 14th century and lived a life of seclusion and lived in the same cell for many years, and the cell had three windows in it. One window looked into the sanctuary, and she was able to share in Mass through that window and have the Eucharist served to her through that window. The second window was the window where all her personal needs were dealt with, food was delivered, and washing, cleaning was dealt with through that window. And the final window with an opaque cloth across it so that people couldn't see in was a window out onto the street so that she could look at the world passing by. And that window would give a light and show her when it was daytime and when it was nighttime. And I think somewhere between those two extremes, there sits a place where most of us are today. Some of us possibly shut ourselves away in our faith journey, while others feel that it is vital to have a foot in the world and everyday life. There has been a trend in recent years of opening churches up, and I know of several churches nowadays where clear glass windows replace old wooden doors, so people from the outside can look inside and see church worship happening. There has been a trend where some churches have chosen, rather than having stained glass, to have clear glass to replace it, so that the world outside can see and the church inside can see. And there is a growing desire with modern churches to have a flow between the outside world and the inside church. And we do that not only in practical terms, but in metaphorical terms. So suddenly, even through the medium of Zoom and through recording services like this, we can reach far more people. But at the same time, the church being part of the world needs to understand the world better. And in recent weeks, in the church in Ipswich, we have had a group looking at the whole Black Lives Matter issue. And we are constantly aware of the global warming issues and the practical things in the world today. So as we read this passage from St. Matthew's Gospel, we see Jesus faced with exactly the same. The tension between being God on earth and the tension with living as a human being among other human beings. And the Pharisees seem to be constantly trying to catch him out. But in this passage, Jesus is saying to them that the Christian way of life, the religious way of life, is to have a relationship with God and also have a relationship with the world. And so I believe that the days of church being shut away behind closed doors needs to be behind us. We've got to be a little bit careful when certain books are banned and when certain books cause riotous thinking and are abhorred by some people. But I think we should be understanding the viewpoints of other people. And whilst, all right, Christian folk got upset by some of the claims that Professor Dawkins made in his book, and he was denouncing the things that we believe passionately in, it may be that by gaining an understanding of his thinking and of his teaching, that we understand our own faith so much better. And so I think it's imperative that as we live our faith, we gain an understanding of others and we strengthen that foot we have in the world and the foot that we have in faith. Amen.
Thank you, Derek, for your message to us and the challenge to go out of the church and engage the world as we try to learn more about the viewpoints of those whom we would rather ignore. So as we listen or sing to our next song, Father, hear the prayer we offer. Let us pray for strength that we may live our lives courageously in the world. It's number 518. Let us pray together that God may guide our world. God of us all, we struggle with how much to shut ourselves away from the world and how much to engage with people whose ideas are not as ours. Help us to understand the world better and to not be afraid that reading or listening to others will diminish our faith or values. As we throw open the church doors, give us the confidence to speak to others and give us a deeper understanding of our own faith. Give to the leaders of the world and of our country a vision of the future that is both imaginative and realistic and respectful of human rights and dignity. Help us to bear witness in everyday life to the values of the gospel and to be involved in the work of freedom, integrity, and justice. May you bring comfort to those who are grieving, lonely, heartbroken, ill, or broken of spirit. We pray especially for those whose mental health has deteriorated due to isolation and lack of normal activities in this time of COVID. This week, we especially lift up those who've been infected with COVID, for the numbers that are increasing around the country and the increased restrictions that we have in place. Bring healing and wholeness and safety to us all. In silence now, we name others who are on our hearts. Shine your light onto those whose world is covered in darkness. Hear our prayers, spoken and unspoken, as we lift up the prayer that Jesus taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I'd like to thank those who participated in our worship this morning. Our circuit superintendent, Reverend Derek Grimshaw, lay worker Nikki Seabrook, the Felixstowe Band, who played our first hymn, Anil Heffelwaite, Elizabeth Story, and my husband Adrian Pell for the other music today. Next week, our preacher is the Reverend Diane Smith, and she will be helping us to celebrate Bible Sunday. We now come to the time in our service when we offer ourselves to God, our time, our talents and our treasure. I encourage you at this point to give to your local church and the work that your church is doing in Christ's name. Let's pray a blessing. All honour and majesty, strength and beauty are yours, Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth. Let these simple offerings we bring be a sign of the great glory that is due to your holy name. Use them to bless our local church communities. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So as we remember that we are to be the church in the world, let's listen or sing together to our closing hymn, number 402, Go to the World. Go live the word of God's redeeming grace.
Go to the world, go into all the earth. Go preach the cross where Christ renews life's worth. Baptizing as the sign of our rebirth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Time and space. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. To the world go struggle, bless and pray. The nights of tears give way to joyous day. As servant church you follow Christ's own way. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Go to the world and bless the ones I send, for I am with you till the age shall end, when all the hosts of glory cry Amen. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
From here into the world and engage all whom you meet, and may God the Creator, Redeemer and Sustainer be with you all now and evermore. And all God's people say, Amen.